Physical realms, Carolyn and Jay. Converse in mystic, ethereal ballet. Ideas and stories, hopes and dreams they share. With intuition as their guiding, cosmic flair. In morning's embrace, their dialogues unfurl. Metaphysical whispers, a new day's pearl. In these whispered tones, they contemplate the night, where truth and wonder take their graceful flight. For in their words, a resonance may swell, as conversation's magic casts its spell. Welcome to Carolyn and Jay's Metaphysical Conversations. Good morning. We are Carolyn and Jay here with Metaphysical Conversations, and it's Monday, June 10th. And it's 23 weeks of 52 into the year. I hope you guys are all doing well. And we will be giving out the contact phone number and chat for questions as soon as we say good morning to Jay. Good morning, Jay.
Hi, good morning, Carolyn. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Doing good. I just have a little allergy thing going on or something. But other than that, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds like you need a little booster of some sort. You feel challenged this morning with the voice. So if somebody wants to get a hold of them in chat today, how would we do that?
They would go over to 12radio.com. They click on the chat button there at the left-hand side of the screen. That does open up a brand new window, a brand new Facebook private group with the same name, 12Radio.
Okay,
once you
good.
Open that up, then that just send over the approval. I had to get the order there if this is your first time. Once you're approved, you'll see our banner at the top of the page. And there in the comment section is where the conversation's happening. And we'd love for you to join us there. How can everybody talk to us on the phone?
Well, from 7:15 to 7:35, we will be taking calls today for in-depth questions or just to join the conversation. Call us in at 857-232-0155, extension 870-303. The number again is 857-232-0155, extension 870-303, and that's from 7:15 to 7:35 Pacific. So just in a little, about 15 minutes from now, you can start to think about contacting us. Today we're going to talk about living our lives authentically. And of course, that means being really true to yourself in every aspect of your life. And really living life authentically involves aligning your actions and decisions with your true self. So we're going to kind of talk about ways to improve this and to make sure that you are in all aspects living your life authentically. And one of the first ways to really look into is your self-awareness, you know, understanding your own values and beliefs and strengths and weaknesses and that kind of thing. It requires a lot of regular self-reflection, right? And a deep understanding of what truly matters to you. So self-awareness is very important as a key element, just to make sure you are doing that. And probably a lot of you are already really checking in with yourself to really understand your values, beliefs, and strengths to make better choices, right? What do you think about that, Jay?
I think it's definitely the number one part to pay attention to, because when we are able to bring in that self-awareness piece, it's amazing what we start to see that we weren't seeing before that can be helpful to the situation and can be helpful to seeing like the whole bigger picture versus just whatever part we were focused on, or like where we were so focused on one little part, we had blinders on, didn't realize we were blocked from a lot of the other parts. This helps us to start to understand some of that part. You know, if we are doing that, it does give us a chance to start to really see what it is we're doing, what it is we're reacting to, it helps for all those things. And it's very important because those are all pieces that help with our overall awareness and our ability to be our authentic self.
Yeah. And so you really, really know your passions. This includes really knowing your passions and your strengths and your weaknesses, really spending time with honing in on them and bringing them out. And we have to go back to the idea of, I don't journal, but journaling is one of the ways that you can do it, is journaling and mindful practices. So meditation, that kind of thing, but just really kind of allowing yourself to be in a deeper space with yourself so you can have an understanding and a better understanding of where you want to be, what you want to do, and what you don't want to do. So this, go ahead.
I have a question about what you said. Do you think it's good to schedule regular journaling or meditation times, or do you think it's good for somebody just like set, I'm going to do this 3 times a day for 5 minutes at, noon and 8 p.m.
Whatever your inner guide tells you. I don't think that there should be a set rule. I just feel like if you feel like you need more time to become self-aware or to really function in a place where you need more connection, and more, directness, then yeah, spend more time with it. Set a schedule. But I don't think that there's any set rule. There shouldn't be a set rule. It should be, based on what we're doing, how we are with our life. So, know yourself and know what you want to, know if it's really important that you spend, 10 minutes a day or 1 hour a day with meditation or with, journaling. So I believe it just means that we just have to know where we are, know if we need more help there. Right?
Right. Well, I love that. And I feel it's not a one size fits all. And we have to really kind of take into account our own situation and where we're at, and then decide as we go, what kind of time, energy, effort, focus is required to get us to another place. And this is one of the ways to do it the fastest, bringing in this self-awareness key, bringing in another way to say it is being the observer, super important.
Yeah, and the other part of this too is another key element is honesty. Being honest with yourself and others about your thoughts, feelings, and desires. And this includes acknowledging your true emotions and expressing them openly. So so say you're being booked in for a Zoom meeting that you really don't want to do, and how can I get out of this? What am I going to say? I can't stand the idea of doing this. I don't like this. Instead of coming up with an excuse, how about being honest about really what it is that you're not liking about it and sharing it, because it's it becomes back to the idea of knowing yourself and knowing what you want to connect with. And so you want to be able to practice honesty in all of your interactions and speak your truth and avoid hiding behind facades or telling white lies in order to make your what you need to have happen. Not necessary. It's not necessary, and it'll feel much clearer for you to define your to define what you need by being honest. Yeah?
So, before we move on, we have some comments coming up, and I want to have a chance to share because I feel like they're pertinent to what we've just talked about. So, first off, I want to say good morning to Pamela. She says, mm-hmm. "Good morning, Carolyn and Jay. Happy Monday! It's so great to see you, Pamela. Thank you for joining us today." And being here with us. And Renee says, Carolyn and Jay, hi. It's also great to see you as well. Good morning. And then Shell has a comment and a question. She says, love this message. Very timely for me. Thank you. And then she says, love that response. Whatever your inner guides tells us. Truth be told, at times I feel like my inner guide does tequila shots. True story. And here's the reason why I wanted to share that is because each one of us really does have a unique intuition because it's our own. And what is going to be the guidance for me in my particular situation and me being in the situation is going to be different, for example, than Shell's guidance and what her guides are having her do. Because truth be told, we're all working from a different deck of cards. And so the guidance that would work for me isn't going to be the same guidance that would work for Shell. It just wouldn't be. Even in the same situation, we may get different guidance because we're different. So part of acknowledging that is being able to learn how to suss out the difference. You know, we're so used to going along with the crowd or going along with what, you know, is big and popular on social media. It's almost as if our pop culture brain is like trained to do that. And so in order for us to actually be our authentic self and have our own thoughts, have our own way of being, this is part of what's required to be able to get there, because it's not taught to us how to be authentic. I don't feel like in school, I feel like we're taught how to be in the like good little workers in the system. That's what we're taught in school. And, you know, we may get other things out of it. Yes. But that seems to be the main kind of training. What we're talking about, you have to seek out on your own or with other people that want this kind of understanding and awareness to walk around in. Would you agree, yeah, Carolyn, or am I totally off on that?
The idea here, you're right, it's the idea here is to really check in for self, because we are also so different. And so integrity is the other thing that you're really looking at here. It's really acting in alignment with your values and beliefs. And you have to, it may not match somebody else. So even if it's difficult or unpopular, and that means making choices that reflect your true self rather than conforming to others' expectations, right? So you've got to really come to the table for yourself at all times and make sure that you're standing up for who you are and what you will and will not accept with what you're doing. And when you see that your spirit guide is needing a shot of tequila, like reading earlier, then you may want to get more time with yourself to really adjust yourself a little bit better so that you feel more on top of things with your authentic self.
Well, and I was to your point to that too, I feel it's interesting because I do feel like we all have different guides and different, I'll call them layers, that we can tune into. And so part of it too is looking at, I like to do like a bit of a test with my guides, in the sense of, does their guidance make sense for what, like the situation I'm in and like what's happening? Is it in integrity with who I am? Is it integrity with my heart? Is it integrity? In my case, I like to look at it from the Holy Spirit's perspective. And so that from there, that's the part where it can be tricky, because we can think we know what those things are and how it should be from the level that we're playing at. But if, let's say, we're growing and expanding into new territory, or growing into a more expanded version of ourself, we may be asked to do something that's going to stretch us out of our comfort zone, and that is not going to take us more further into whatever we've been doing. It may ask us to come out of whatever we've been doing to totally change into something else. And, you know, that could be tricky, because that going from one way of being to a whole other way of being, that can take some time and work. So part of it too is being patient with ourselves and being able to consistently work at it.
Yeah. So, you know, and it could be too that when you hear something, you can't decide whether it works for you. If you're feeling like you want to make a white lie in order to get out of it, then it probably is not for you. But you do have to also look at the idea too of really embracing your vulnerability and allow yourself to be vulnerable and open about what your feelings and experiences are. So authenticity requires showing up for your true self and including your imperfections. So you really when you see something coming at you and you're not really quite sure, really allow yourself to feel it, to wonder why you're doing that, and answer yourself. Because that's where you're going to get to know I guess it will also help you to set your boundaries better too, and to clearly define and maintain your personal boundaries. Because when you see something coming in, maybe that you need to maintain your personal boundary around that, and you need to say no when you need to, and don't be afraid to protect your time and energy. So those things are really important too, as you mentally know that you are practicing authenticity.
Love it. It's so true.
So, there's a part of you too that when you're authentic, you have to be coming from a place of acceptance to really embrace who you are, and so that's part of it. You have to embrace that maybe you're this way or that way, and it includes your imperfections and your past mistakes, and you have to accept yourself fully, and allow your you. Allow yourself to live with shame or guilt, without it, because you have to kind of transform yourself into a place knowing everything you've done, every walk you've made, every turn you've done, and really accept yourself and accept the changes that you've been, the bent places that you've been through, and the twisted spots that you've encountered, and really come to a place of accepting yourself for where you are now. So that's part of stepping up to yourself, right? Acceptance.
Do you have any like tip or trick in the sense of how to accept yourself if, let's say, you're having trouble in a particular area and you can't quite let something go that you've been doing, for example, or you can't quite let go of what someone said? Do you have any advice for how to?
If there's something that really bugs me, or somebody comes in from a past scene that I've had, and it's like it was a random already showing up at, in your life again for just a second, but it annoys the heck out of you, and it really takes me off guard, right? I'll interview it, and it's like, okay, so do I need to really react around this? And is this something that's I feel like will just kind of like fade back? And because I just need to have a look at it again for a second, so you can interview the situation. Interview it on your inner screen and just say, is this really something I need to react to? Or is this something I can accept that will also pass? And so maybe that's something that you could try too. And if it's bringing up all of those feelings that I have around that situation where this person entered my life, and I'm feeling a lot of distaste and really anger, but I can choose now to kind of let that go and know that that person is no longer going to be there because I've outed that person, right? I decided some time ago to out that person. So even though I see this coming up, it just could be for me to just say, like calm down and maybe go have lunch and just not react to it, and it'll fade away, right?
Yes. Well, and I love being able to break it down and kind of talk about all these little nuances because we all have different kind of areas where we struggle with being able to speak up for ourselves or being able to hold space for ourselves. Some of us, might be good at it with certain friends and other friends, we might be terrible at it, or family, we might be great, friends, we might not be so great. So it's great to be able to kind of break it down and talk to it in these different areas because I think we all have areas where we get stuck. So this is a great conversation. And speaking of,
Right. Yeah. So it is acceptance. We're looking for acceptance of yourself, embracing who you are, right? And includes everything that you have. There are the imperfections and the past mistakes. And also too, it's also then another key element is to really have courage, to be vulnerable and take risks. And that includes standing up for your beliefs and pursuing your passions, even when faced with uncertainty and opposition, because you have to really know that it's important for you to give this a shot or to move forward with it. Even though it might not seem like it, you just know. You just know that you have to have the courage to do this because it's part of who you are. It's part of what you need to seek out now. So courage is the other part of really being authentic.
It's true. We have to have the courage to make changes. We have to have the courage to
be vulnerable.
I hate to say go against, but go up against the part of us that was going on one train and being willing to go in there and make any of the adjustments to any part of our system, mind, body, spirit, that needs some work to get to either more of our authentic self or to stop a particular pattern or addiction, or to be willing to choose into a big opportunity because we're more in to the excitement of the opportunity and how it can be great versus like being terrified of how it won't work and not even wanting to give it a try. So don't forget, everybody, you can call in. It's time. It's between 7:15 and 7:35. And the call-in number is 1-857-232-0155. And then you'll have to dial extension 870-303. The lines are open now.
So another aspect of really getting to know our authenticity or being in our authenticity, because many of you are already there. And the idea of this is to also make sure that you can go through your lineup of your friends and make sure that you have genuine relationships, because building and maintaining relationships that are based on mutual respect should be in your life, and you should have trust and trust around your friends, and really feel like you're there with them. You know, it's you want to surround yourself with people who accept and support the real you. It's really crucial. So genuine relationships is another very important aspect of authenticity, right?
It's super important. Well, and to be able to see what a balanced relationship really looks like. If you're in a situation where you seem to always get into relationships or friendships where you're, you know, offering a lot of help and support and always showing up, and then you're looking around and you don't get that same level of support or help when you need it, you know, those are things to take a look at, because it's not necessarily about looking at it like from a transactional place where it's like tit for tat, but at the same time, there is a standpoint of being able to look at it from a place of, does this balance itself out over time? Does our relationship, does this person show up for me in the way, not necessarily that it needs to be the same way I show up for them, but are we both showing up for each other? And is it evident on both sides that that's happening? You know, that's important.
But also too, in that respect, are they making the proper choices? Are they making choices that are healthy? And so so those are the other things that you really want to see in your friendships too, that they are very strong and building their lives in a very healthy way, that you respect and that you encourage and that you're really proud of, you know. So looking at what they're doing, how they're doing their lives, you know, you want to see that they're really, that you look up to them, right? So mm-hmm. If you've got that, another thing too that we can look at for an aspect is ways we can improve ourselves. I mean, how many times do we say, okay, I'll never do that again, or I'm going to do this now instead, or, you know, so really it is, personal growth is right in there with part of the way to become authentic, because you have to continuously seek and grow to improve yourself. This is a constant, and so it involves a commitment to self-improvement and willingness to learn from your experiences, to make sure that you're in with yourself and that you really want to push forward and make it even better. So personal growth is really important as well.
It's monumental, I feel.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, honestly, at least for me, I noticed for myself, it's taken me on a journey, this whole process, and a continual journey. But I see that too with clients, because we inevitably change so much that, you know, if we work at it, that we almost can look back and be like, wow, I don't even feel like the same person, even though I know deep down in my core, I'm still the same. But at the same time, like, you get yourself into so many new territories through the work and paying attention to these things that you can feel like you're like living another lifetime almost, is the way it can feel. So part of it too is the reason why it's important to develop all these other aspects while looking at this, at least from my opinion, is because I'm not going to make my point so gracefully. I feel like it's monumentally important to being able to truly be authentic and to be able to stay that way, and to be able to continue to grow in that way versus being stuck. Because I feel like there's a lot of muscles that we got to work. There's a lot of different aspects of ourselves that we have to be willing to grow and continue to look at. And it's not like a one day I'm going to do this and it's going to be changed. This is something that we have to be willing to commit to over time.
And you could be on a really good track of really, working it. But all of a sudden you come up to this huge mountain and it's like, okay, I'm having an issue here. I am not feeling really on. So you have to look at it and judge yourself whether or not you really, this fits with you, you know. So you have to, so it may be that you're running along just smoothly with this, and then all of a sudden there is an issue where you really have to check yourself out. The other thing is to let go of comparisons. Oh my God, he's so good at that. I can't believe how good he is. He's just so, it's like, I can't believe I'm not doing as well as that, or that's not, you know. So you start comparing yourself to others, but the idea here is to really focus on your own journey and what makes you unique in regard to it, because he may have that, you know, he may be all that, but you've got your own special scene where you're maybe even building into a different track that's even going to be more awe-inspiring too, you can look back and just say, wow, I've really done well with myself with this whole trip, you know. So you have to really let go of comparing yourself with others, and know that you are your own unique soul, and really making your way. We're all making our way. We're all getting old. We're all walking ourselves, you know, into through this life together. So we have to let go of the comparisons of how well other people are doing, and maybe checking ourselves out and saying, oh my God, it's not the same. You're doing it differently, right?
I have a story about that specifically. When I would take classes to develop my psychic skills, like 15 years ago or so, I was taking like how to do telepathy and all kinds of how to meditate, how to just improve my psychic readings. And I would hear other people talk about their, like, the messages they got. And it was like as if they had a HD movie running across their third eye, the way they were describing things. And it was just like, how are these people doing that? It's like, this is not how it works for me. And I felt so like it wasn't working. Or like somehow I was broken. And so it, over time, I finally learned that how other people do it, they may be explaining it like it's an HD movie, but they're also may not be getting it like that either. They may be getting it through feel, like they might feel know it, or feel like colors, or feel a thought. And so it's like they're explaining it with words, so it sounds like they saw it, but they saw it in their inner world, and they're using their senses in their own way to say what they saw. And so I had to learn that how they're interpreting the messages that they're getting and how I interpret them are going to be different. But that doesn't mean that theirs is better and mine's worse. It's just different. And I had to learn how to just pay more attention to what is happening for me and how it's working for me, to be good with that. And then things really opened up much differently when I wasn't trying to have it like everyone else had it.
So, yeah, you let comparisons, you accepted yourself and you took responsibility, because that's another thing. You take responsibility for your own actions and decisions and how you're gonna know yourself, so you decided not to compare yourself any longer and realize that you had a gift in another way that was your own unique self, right?
Totally.
Yeah. So, as you move along here too, I always think it's important when you're working on authenticity in yourself, is to really simplify your life. And I mean, it's a real, you declutter your life from unnecessary obligations and possessions, because sometimes we just overdo it. And we forget that maybe we need to hone in on a specific something that's happening in our life to really, to really come into our gifts and to be able to give our gifts in the best way. So simplifying helps you focus on what truly matters to you, right?
Absolutely. And that can take some time to figure out. I can tell you that. We have to be patient. I have a comment from Pamela. She says, I don't always feel like my authentic self, and even at my age, I'm still connecting with that. I think that I've worn so many masks, especially on the work front. I also don't always want to share that unless I'm trusting who I am surrounded with. I think it's protection for me.
It could also, Pamela, too, because you don't always feel like you're working on it, you are working on it, because at least you're acknowledging that you see it, that you're doing it, a particular way. So maybe that's going to help you to really step up the next time too, because you're seeing that it's happening. Okay, I'm not really being authentic with this, so next time I'm not going to tell that white lie. I'm going to just stay on it, and I'm going to really demand that I come back into myself here, right? Maybe.
Well, and work can be like one of the most challenging places to apply this, I feel, because oftentimes a lot of people at work are not authentic and are not real. And so that doesn't mean you can't be, but it also doesn't mean being completely transparent and telling everybody everything. I used to think that. I used to think I needed to be being authentic, meant I needed to tell everybody everything. And that's just too much. For me, I learned more. It's how do I show up to this moment? How do I communicate what I need to communicate, and do that from a place of strength? But that doesn't mean I need to tell everybody everything. It doesn't mean I need to handle my side and their side of the conversation. It's more paying attention to how can I show up, be my authentic self for this moment, and what this moment's requiring of me, and then to kind of take it from that place, knowing that what your authentic self may look like at work may still be different than what your authentic self looks like at home. And not that you're different people, but that it's also knowing like where you can offer that level of authenticity, like how much of it, and how much will be received. So that's where it can get kind of tricky.
It may be different. I wonder if it might be the same in a sense, but you're not allowing it to be so strong at home because you're feeling more relaxed with your scene. But I just feel like if there's something in you that allows yourself to be literally taken down at work, then you're probably going to have that same thing happening at home too on some levels if you have a partner or something like that too, because you're not apparently taking care of yourself on these different levels. So you really want to make sure that you can stand behind yourself and just really call it when you see it. Call it when you see it. So because you don't want to feel like you're living two different lives in a sense, right?
True that. I've been there. It's murder trying to keep up with that.
Yeah. The other really important, another important aspect too is setting boundaries, just really maintaining healthy boundaries to protect your well-being, because it does involve saying no when necessary, and really to prioritize your own needs and desires, because you have to know when it's a no and you have and no one else can really tell you. You just know when it's a no. And so know thyself, and you know, just say no, KNOW. So you have to really know at all times what's going on with yourself. And that means really, it just means being true to yourself. And you know, others gonna you know that if you start to do that, others around you are gonna, wow, that's cool, you know. Wow, yeah, that's well spoken, you know. So you've gotta realize that you're showing other people too, as well as yourself, when you really show up like that, in truth, with respect.
I love that.
Yeah.
No, so Shell has a comment. It goes back a little bit to her other comment. I think she's bringing some more clarity to what she was trying to say. She says, "Yes, what I meant by my guides doing tequila shots is during this session of change or the season of change, they are stretching me to be courageous, and I'm like, quote, are you sure or are you drunk? However, when I listen, it's always opens up into something amazing and beautiful."
Oh, good. And I like that there's a lot of humor in that too, with your spirit guides, because surely they don't want you to be, you know, like scared of them or serious. But you know, spirit guides are there to help you have the most fun with your life and to be your true authentic self. So seeing them doing tequila shots, I mean, that's a riot. I mean, you really can look at that you really have an acceptance of your of you know what you're having to look at now, and looking at it with a lot of fun and a unique perspective, because you're seeing that your spirit guide may be wanting to relax you to bring you into a scene, right? So that was kind of cool, Pamela.
We definitely have different states of being, and our guides are with us in all of our different states of being. And I feel like they're also trying to help us understand and be able to relate to ourselves in these different states of consciousness and awareness, especially if we struggle to do that. And so part of it is, you know, I call it on the job training. In all the different situations we can find ourselves in, our guides are going to be there with us to help us and to be a part of it. And it can bring things to life. It can bring our life to life in a whole different kind of way, because all of a sudden it's like Snow White when all the birds and all the different animals start to help with the cleaning and to be a part of her life, and everyone comes together, and you can tell the synergy of her universe all of a sudden. And I don't feel like that necessarily happens in the exact same way as it does in the cartoon, but in a certain kind of way, there is this sense that you are interacting with the universe, the visible and non-visible part of it, more than ever, when we can we when we understand, and when we start to see it that way and interact with it that way, it can be pretty incredible. And I feel like Shell, what you're describing is part of that experience, getting to know yourself and also your guides in a lot of different situations, in a lot of different ways, so you can really truly understand what it is that they're wanting to communicate to you, and vice versa.
Yeah, so you're connecting. The important is importance there is just connecting, and you're doing it. So the other thing to really look at too is to make sure that you live your values. So what are your values? You know, maybe you want to jot them down, and you want to make decisions based on your core values. So you know, something you really love, you know, something you really love about yourself. What are your core values? Ensure your actions reflect what's truly important to you. So, and then practice mindfulness is another thing. So, and that we talked about earlier, but you know, really stay engaged with yourself, and you can do that through mindfulness, through practicing, you know, maybe a daily meditation, right? So those
Well,
things are.
sorry to interrupt you. One thing that just came to my mind was in the idea of being able to be authentic with ourselves, and that is, you may notice in this process that you have the guidance on what you need to do to be authentic with yourself, but you still do whatever the old pattern was that you're used to choosing or used to reacting, and then feel like, oh God, I did it again. I'm stuck here. No, you're not. You noticed. That's huge. And so because you noticed, you can do something about it.
Yeah, and when you
we can always change. You know, we can change our mind. So part of the process of being able to get into that authenticity sometimes takes some work on our part. And sometimes we have to be willing to retroactively be like, you know what? I just said yes. You know, I can be a part of this group and what we're going to do here. But after I took a look at my schedule and what's going on in my life, I actually have to decline. Thank you so much for thinking about me, but I'm going to have to pass on this one. And so there are ways to go backward, you know, and to go back and have conversations if you need to have them. If you notice that you weren't so authentic with your answer.
Yeah. So that's good. I like that. There's also, you know, as you look at your main values too in yourself, you know, you have to really check in with your integrity, your accountability, your perseverance. You know, you have to know that you can do that, and your discipline and your accountability, all of those things you need to look at, you know, your basic values in regard to whether you want to make that step or whether you want to move forward with whatever it is you're connecting with. So you're constantly, sometimes without even thinking about it, you're checking in with yourself. Sometimes without thinking about it, right? You just make the decision, or it just comes out of your mouth. Okay, I'm not going to be able to do that because you know that it just does not vibe right, right?
Mm. Yeah. True. Well, and we can argue with ourselves. It can feel like an argument, I should say, if the part of you that's used to the pattern is screaming to keep the pattern going, and but you know on another level that's not what you want to keep doing. You want to choose differently, and to be able to stand up to that, like kind of the red flags going off in your mind, and to be able to calm that part of you, like, hey, look, I know in the past this would have been a red flag situation, but I'm consciously choosing to do this differently, and I know that doing it differently is going to create a different result. I want that result. You know, so sometimes I feel like we got to be able to talk to ourselves and talk ourselves through some of these changes that we're making.
Yeah, and I that's what I call you can interview yourself too. What am I doing? Why did I do that? Why did I say that? What do I need? Right? Hmm. And so you can just kind of, you know, check in with yourself and just say, what just happened? You know, and really understand it better to know, you know. Expressing yourself creatively too is another way to really stay in tune. So even through expressing creatively, maybe you've got one of those issues that you've interviewed yourself about. Maybe paint your issue or draw your issue, and then after you're finished with the drawing, it may be a quick drawing. You can interview the image and find out what it has to say to you, and or dance it. You know, okay, dance what you've just drawn. And just, or, and it may be that you're curled up in a ball and, you know, kind of weird, in a weird, you know, strange twist, you know, because it didn't feel right and it doesn't look right. So literally doesn't look right. So you can express yourself creatively also through, you know, to really get to know your true self and to understand what it is you're choosing or thinking about choosing. To know that it's really the right thing or not the right thing.
Totally. Oh my gosh. I feel it's one of the most fun ways to do it, as well as it brings in information that is oftentimes like unexpected, because our brain is working in a whole other kind of way, and we can start problem solving because we're in that creative space and not even realize that we're trying to problem solve on our one particular situation, because we're busy creating, you know, drawing or painting. And so it can be a way that our brain and our system, our whole consciousness can speak with us when we're not even trying. So I think I have found that it's almost necessary to have some sort of creative hobby, if it's not something more than a hobby, but something that you do that you let that creative energy flow, is really important.
Yeah, and I guess if you really, I mean, the ones that are going to be monumental, that we're coming up to a situation where it doesn't meet our values or, you know, anything else really, you're going to feel it. It's going to be like, I guess the word drudgery comes up when you know it just does not feel right. And those are the big ones. And those are the ones that you need to really come to the table with and just say, you know, this doesn't feel right for me. I'm not going to do it, but you guys have fun. So, because doesn't feel right for me. And you've heard it inside and said, so I guess the idea here is not to try and do a white lie over it. Be honest with those around you too, because that way you don't have to worry about getting invited the next time into it, because you won't be making your statement and you won't have to worry about it coming up against that again, right?
Totally. To your point, if we get out of whatever we, you know, don't like, and we weren't able to say, you know, I just don't really like this, and be honest about it, like you said, they're going to come for us again. And then we're going to have to make up another story versus just being able to say, you know, that's just not really my deal. I really appreciate you thinking about me, but I'm going to pass and say no.
And you have to weigh sometimes too, why am I doing it? I mean, maybe you're doing it, you know, to build a business. Maybe you're doing it because you need it to, you know, I don't know. You might need it for some reason, but at the same time, what's really bugging you about it, and why are you wanting to run from it? So maybe it is that you just need to tweak and adjust what it is you're doing, and maybe if you needed it for business, maybe you can do that in another way, rather than in this way, because you're really having a reaction. So if when you hear a tweak in your body, when you feel it, it's probably something you need to say no to, right?
Hmm. I mean, if we're listening.
If you're listening, yeah. But most people do have a, you know, whether they know it or not, they're going to feel something, you know, like, you know, they just don't want to attend that meeting, or they just don't want to do this, or they just don't want to do why, you know, so they're having a reaction. Having a reaction is really knowing that you're present with something, you're realizing that that's coming up, right? So most of us have that. Most of us have that ability to be able to see that, you know, there's something, there's a boundary there that I don't know that I want to cross.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's sometimes hard to acknowledge, because we actually then have to maybe make adjustments or choose differently. But that's all part of the awareness part too. Allowing ourselves to be aware of all these different aspects that we might have blocked and not even realized.
So you really want to follow your intuition and trust your gut feelings and your inner wisdom. It often guides you towards authentic choices. Your intuition does. I mean, just tune in and say, do I really feel it? You know, ask yourself intuitively, do I want to do this? Ask your guide who's, you know, done that shot of tequila. Do I want to do this? You know, and listen for the answer and see what you got going with is it a direction you want to be, and does it match me? And it may have matched me before, but it doesn't match me now.
Exactly. Well, and again, the other thing that comes to mind is, like I said before, even with guidance and how it can be different guidance for each of us individually, because we're all different in different situations, it can also be different guidance for us too, specific to the situation we're in, where one day the guidance may be, yeah, live it up, have another shot. And then there might be another time where the guidance is no. And the situation to you might look the exact same, but the guidance may be different. And being willing to look at
right,
like, what that difference actually is, and be willing to listen and go through the difference, so that way you can then see it from that other angle, that other perspective.
Yeah, Jay, it could be maybe you're hearing a no on it this time, because maybe you've got another plan that you need to really hit, you know, in a different way, and it doesn't add to your schedule properly. So you got to look at, maybe I can't go and, do that because I really need to keep my focus on this. And really get done with, it's truly important to me, right? So you gotta keep checking in. You gotta keep checking in with yourself and be present with yourself in order to do that. And that's again through mindfulness and taking responsibility for where you are. And when you do those too, you're gonna really show up for people better too. And your interactions will be a lot clearer.
Absolutely. So
Clear
I
and
want to
connected.
say Patricia's joining us in the comments. She says, "Good morning, Carolyn, Jay, and 1-2 friends." Good morning, Patricia. It's great to see you, as well as Tara. Tara says, "Good morning. Time to open our eyes."
Yeah.
And she'll added, "This is funny." She says, "I wish genuine relationships and friendships were available to easily order on Amazon. If only it were that easy, right?"
Yeah, I mean it's a good point, and now with AI, we may be coming down our list, but yeah, I mean, though, when your friends are living their authentic self, and you can tell by their stories, you can tell by their plans, you can tell by how you feel around them. So choosing well is not only important, it's advised, it's going to help your growth when you choose well with a friend, and it may be too that you need to let some people go if you're seeing that it's really that they're heading down a really narrow path, and you've worked with them, you've tried to be there, and it doesn't seem to fit. So you may want to reevaluate every now and then.
I love that last word, reevaluate.
Yeah.
It's important to do that regularly. And I don't mean like, ooh, the guidance you got was like bad guidance and you need to go like be a CPA, an accountant about it. It's more being able to move with different situations and make sure that you're listening to the up to the minute guidance, not like the guidance that was like from last week. Like our guidance and our guides are with us in the current moment, presently with us with whatever we're facing. So that's why it's important to be present with it because it is ever changing and it's changing with the different situations. It's changing with our own life flow and trajectory. It's changing with the season of life that we're in. So it's up to date. The question is, are we up to date with it?
Yeah, and sometimes we're up to date, and sometimes we realize we've checked out. So it's probably a lot of fluctuating that's going on with many of the people in our many of us and many of the people in our lives as well. Jay, how can we get you through the week?
You can find me over on 1-2listen.com, our sister site. You can find me daily in the evenings and or afternoons and evenings, excuse me. And I'm also got a couple radio shows, other radio shows throughout the week on Wednesday and also on Thursday. You can check out the schedule for all of those. We have a lot of wonderful programming here at 1-2 Radio, and I love that we get to kick off the lineup on Monday mornings. How about
Yeah,
you? Where can we
yeah.
find
With
you, Carolyn? I'm sorry.
I'm on 1-2-Listen mostly daily from 6 until 4:30 Pacific, and I'm going to have a special sale now. The only person on sale on 1-2-Listen for the next hour, to take anyone who's listening right now for a reading. I'll also be available on chat, you can connect with me that way. That'll also be on sale. And that's much like texting if you haven't tried it yet, and you can try that for a reading as well with me. So I hope you'll join me for a reading and ring me. So I guess Mark Husson is up next. Christina LaFrance and Lori Love, Jamie Dawn and Sarina are following. We've got a nice lineup today. So stay tuned. And anything else, Jay?
I believe that's it for this beautiful Monday. Thank you all for joining us. We had a great time with you all. And until next Monday, This has been Metaphysical Conversations with Carolyn and Jay here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Anything else you want to say? Final notes, Carolyn?
No, that's it. Bye-bye, you guys.
In the mornings, gentle light, we bid you all good night. Ideas, stories, hopes, and dreams took flight with Carolyn and Jay, conversation so bright, in this cosmic realm where our stories ignite. Mornings embrace a new day's pearl. Their dialogues continue in this cosmic swirl. Thank you for joining with hearts full and swell in the mythical realm where our stories dwell.